and the Father and the Son, Hijo de Dios. Amen. So dear friends, and today is the Saint Saint Marcel, Pope, Martyr, is the name that Archbishop Lefebvre took after him. He's a Pope in the 2nd century. So we had a relic in Guatemala, Saint Marcel Pope. So what I would like to preach today about the mercy of God, the love of God, because it's the motor of our actions, it's the reason why we are here, and the highest of the ideals which should push us towards perfection, towards holiness, towards embracing the crosses and doing our due state, to pay the price, and whatever price might be, in order to keep the love of God, to grow in it. Therefore, we have to have it as the treasure, our only treasure. Because nothing good can come but only from the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to say the following. God is charity. God is love. So love is, in the essence of love is to share itself, to give himself completely for the beloved. So God wants to give himself. God wants to give himself, his joy, his happiness to us. He wants to share his happiness, his joy with us. The only thing that we have to do is to accept his plan to us, for us, and to embrace his love, whatever price we have to pay, in order to have eternally belonging to us the life of God, the kingdom of God. The wisdom of God, the fortitude, the piety, all that God has in himself, he wants to share with us, everything. It's why it's so beautiful, our holy religion. Our Lord came on earth to show us his goodness, to die for us on the cross, to tell us, don't doubt about myself. I am eternal love, and I came to show you and to give you my life, my blood, my own mother, my father in heaven, the Holy Ghost, the Catholic Church. So God came to bring everything for us. So the only thing we have to do is to follow his will. Our Lord says, he who loves me will fulfill the commandments. That's what he says. So the precepts of the church, the commandments of God, is the only thing we have to do. And remember, our Lord enclosed the commandments in two. He said, love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and mind and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. That's it. He said, in these two commandments is enclosure everything else. So one word resumes our life, which is love. And we have to understand what is love. So love for people is to selfishness, to look for oneself, to amuse oneself, to look for my will, my mindset. This is not at all. This is not love. So you have to understand that love comes from God. That God is the source of love, and the end of love is God. Whatever doesn't come from God or doesn't go to God is not love. It's so easy like that. If someone tells you, I love you, but he wants to commit sins with you, he doesn't love you, no. On the contrary, he's deviating you from God. So Saint Thomas says, love is self-diffusive, who wants to keep himself for the beloved. So our Lord died on the cross, and he said, love each other as I have loved you. So, love is to give, for our Lord's sake, all that we have, everything. We don't play conditions. We don't say 90%, we don't say, I did so enough, I did a lot. I feel that is, what I have done for God is great, plenty. We never can say that. Because every second God is asking from us all, to give to him everything. And we don't do it in practice, but the intention has to be to give everything to God, completely. No conditions. It's why in practice our Lord wants us to show our love for Him, giving to each one our neighbor as if he were God, as if they were our Lord Himself. To shower completely our grace, our skills, our mind, our wisdom, our will, our love, our resources, everything for the neighbor. And every moment. And the measure we give, we shall receive. So God wants to give to us eternal love, eternal reward, His own life. This is why He wants us to give everything to the others for His sake. So beautiful, but we don't do it. This is the problem. This is why we have to force, to do violence, to lift up our human nature, see, to the level of the love of God. We have to force it, literally force it, every minute. If we are tempted to say, human speaking, he is wrong, he is mad, he is imprudent. We have the temptation to live in a human way, in a human level, for human reasons. We have to push ourselves up. No, I suffer, I do it, I will take it because God wants it. For the love of God. That's it. It's the only reason suffices. But it's bad, it's unjust, I don't like, it's human reasons. We don't dwell on those reasons. Remember, this is why Abuelo was crucified and he was innocent. He didn't commit any injustice. He could have changed that crucifixion for something else. He was God. He's God. He didn't want it. Why? Because he knew that we will suffer the same. Humanly speaking, we will be crucified by my brothers, my sisters, and we have to resist with God's strength, God's love, whatever, for God's sake, for the love of God. So we have not understood, no one of us has understood in practice this principle. We have to edify each other. The example is the most important. We spoke yesterday about obedience. We think that obedience is something human, that we do it until if they are right, yes, we follow. But no, obedience is something divine. It's what we learn in the monasteries. There are two ways in which we trust is a divine will, which is obedience and humility. And we add silence. Silence, humility, and obedience are three means which always come from God and go to God. Always. There are exceptions, of course, because if somebody wants us to do something which is sinful, we don't obey, because it is obviously in that moment it's against God. Because we obey God and to His delegates. Our delegates is our Father. There are many fathers we have. God fathers, our patron saints, ultimately, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, and after our Lord and God the Father. So when we obey Christ. Don't forget about that. It's a divine way, the obedience. Also humility. Humility means we have to live in the presence of God in the last place. Is it my place? Is the last place? So living in that reality, we are living in a divine reality. I am nothing, God is everything. Therefore, I accept everything. And I do everything that God wants from me. I follow His will. Doesn't matter if I don't understand. If I don't, is it painful? I don't care. I have the humility to obey and to love God. And I do it for the love of God. And I hope and trust in His promises. This is our God's religion. If we live like that, we always will be joyful, peaceful, and we will bless absolutely greatly every moment. And we will have plenty of graces until the end to go to heaven with many people around us to heaven. Okay, I know this is in practice is very difficult, but we have to do violence to push us up continually. The example is very important. The example. Don't hesitate to teach and to correct, but always in the sense of supernatural sense. Imagine that someone is committing a mistake. you say, okay, be sorry about that, and let's offer it up together, suffer together that what happened, and for the love of God, and to keep going. They forget about that, like that. So it should never be discussion. So to have, to raise the voice or to have discussions is a sign that we are at the natural level. We are at the human level. There's no reason why we raise our voice or we fight. No. Because even if it's against me, if it's unjust, or if I don't agree, or will be damaging to me, I have to see the hand of God the whole time. Yes. To help me, or at least to tell me that he's in charge and he will remedy the situation. And if he does not, means that it's good for me. So I will keep my peace. Regardless, if he fixes the problem or the problem continues, regardless, I trust in God and I do it for God's sake. So I will keep my peace the whole time. Don't forget about that. To be angry, to be envious, to be in disagreement is a sign that we are living in a natural human way. Yes, we are not. We cannot work and live in that level. We are forbidden. This is liberalism, precisely. Liberalism is to detach reality from principle, from the faith, from God. So love has to be the reason why we are here, why we suffer, why we obey, why we have to, our duty state, why we have skills or we have defects. Ultimately, it's the will of God and the love of God, which is give to us what we need to be safe. And he put place the right people around us, exactly what we need in order to fulfill his will and go to heaven. It's not bad luck. I have this person around me. No, it's never bad luck. It's a human reason. Always the circumstances, the person, the people, the time, it's always what we need. It's always the best for me. Even the crisis of the church, God taught from the whole eternity the crisis of the church, the lack of priests and sacraments, and he has given us the right people and the right graces to keep going. So we don't judge even God's decisions. This is so important. It's to be moving by faith, hope, and charity. So let's continue with the Holy Mass with these thoughts. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.